The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Right, bounce, left, shake a booty, shake a booty, shake a booty, shake, shake. Oh my gosh. I am so sorry. I was doing my right bounce, left, my bounce and shake a booty song. I am so sorry. Oh yeah, like y'all don't do that. Well, except for you, Jen. We know you don't do it. It makes me very happy. And Lord knows we all need little glimmers of happy. Just listen to it, though. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Yep, can't help it. All right. Hey, welcome back to the weekend, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys had a wonderful week. And, you know, some of you might not be listening to this show on the original stream there at FM Talk, Saturday afternoon at 4 or Sunday morning at 7. You may be listening to the podcast, or as Adeline says, listening at the podcast. If you have the app downloaded to your phone, FM Talk 106.5, the app is wonderful to have. You know, FM Talk has over 50 hours of local programming every week, and I'm sure at least one of your favorite shows is there. There's a little microphone on there where you can tap on it and get access to the morning show with Dan and Dalton, and you can also send a direct voice message to Sean on Midday Mobile. I'm having to do too many things with too many buttons. That's why I may be stammering a little more than usual. As Seinfeld used to say, that's too many sandwiches. That's what my husband says to me. It's too many sandwiches when I start throwing too many things at him at once, which is pretty much every conversation. I'm sure you can believe that. I do that. I do that sometimes. But if you haven't, go ahead and download that FM Talk 106.5 app. Also go to Facebook. Follow the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, because we also load our podcast up to that page. And you can also message us through our Facebook page. Be aware, all of us are admins on that page. So if you send a message to criticize Earl T about something he said or did, or just the fact that he is here, you just know that he might be the one to get that message. So who knows? And but you know, if you have anything mean or hurtful to say, first of all, I don't ever see it because Jim and the guys have been trained long ago to get rid of all the troll mail before it gets to me. We like to stay positive and joyful as much as we can. You know, something else I have noticed over the years, there are some people who thrive on being unhappy. They thrive on chaos and anything negative. My husband and I were talking about this yesterday. You ever meet someone who they look for reasons why something is not going to work? You know, you come up with a solution for something. Oh, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Well, you know, they don't want to even try, make the effort. I think one of my least favorite answers from someone, you know, you ask them any question and they go, that's above my pay grade. And I'm looking around like going, well, who else am I going to ask? I'm asking you. There's no foreman walking around for me to ask, okay? It's you. But some people, I think that if there was a pill that could eliminate joy, I think it would sell very well to a select percentage of the population. A time-release capsule that eliminates joy.
Have you been feeling good lately? Do you find others are increasingly enjoying your company? If you've answered yes to either one of these questions, you may be suffering from RHS, or Random Happiness Syndrome. A recent study indicates millions of Americans are walking around happy for no reason whatsoever. Finally, a product is available just for you. From the makers of Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Elimajoy. Elimajoy contains the perfect balance of serotonin inhibitors and Ipecac to help you fight the stress and unpredictability of random happiness. The most common indicators of RHS include indiscriminate laughter, giving to the poor, shopping with your mother-in-law on purpose, attending church, singing while showering. Well, you get the idea. If you think you've been feeling too good lately, ask your doctor about Elimajoy. Elimajoy. Watching the Lifetime Network for over 8 hours at a time may occur. Take only as directed.
People just like you talk about their skin irritations.
I have this skin rash. Yeah, it really gets bad when it gets hot and my shorts ride up.
It's a real bad itching, burning sensation. Right where you don't want a real bad itching, burning sensation.
I was going to my afternoon tea when this terrible itch started up. It was like there were fire ants in my bloomers.
It started between my toes and it worked its way up to my knees. And before I knew it, my stomach was red, my chest was red, even my neck was red. Man, that itch!
That terrible itching, burning sensation. You may think there's nothing you can do about it. That's where you're wrong. Purple Planet introduces this 3-volume audio cassette collection of people talking about their own terrible itching, burning sensations. Once you listen to them talk, you'll realize you're not so bad off after all.
90% of my skin turned bright red, then flaked off. Felt like the Dallas cheerleaders were going all over my body with belt sanders.
Feel better? Purple Planet, terrible, itching, burning complainers. Wherever fine recordings are sold. Also available in Disco Mix.
Disco Mix, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Now everything at one time had a disco mix. Stuff that wouldn't ordinarily, they'd take like a Pat Boone song. Debbie Boone did that song, what was that? Yeah, You Light Up My Life. Ugh. Yeah, they played that every day, like 20 times a day on the radio. Until My Sharona came around. I love the knack. Get the knack. I know, I have a knack for getting off subject. I see, Jim Weaver has entered the studio. Yes, oh, why are you looking so strange? What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, hey, hi, Jolene. You're here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, imagine that.
Why is it taxing your imagination that I'm here in my studio?
I thought you were going to be out for, a while.
Okay. I'm back, as you can see. And just to let everybody know, on the 23rd, I had shoulder surgery. Okay. And we didn't know if it was going to be a big, bad shoulder surgery. It was one of those things where surgeon didn't know, even with the MRI, he didn't know exactly how it was going to go till they got in there. So I was preparing for about 6 weeks of misery, not being able to use my right arm at all. And I'm right-handed, so that was going to make everything even more miserable for me. But I wasn't going to be able to be in the studio like I am right now. But as it turned out, the two tendons in my shoulder, my rotator, they were less than 50% torn, okay? And they did not do a complete, a rotator cuff repair. The reason they were torn was there was a big, bad, hook-shaped bone spur under my shoulder. Yeah, painful as heck. But it was sawing away at those tendons for a really long time. And I was just very lucky, fortunate, blessed that they were not torn, slammed through. So that's why I didn't have to be completely immobile for all of that time. And I'm very glad. But anyway, so Jim was expecting me not to be here. So what is the problem? What do you need? Is there a problem?
No, it's no problem. I was just,
You stammer and mumble worse than me. Were you needing something?
Well, the family's coming over to Alabama this weekend. And
the Weaver Bunch. Okay. It's a lot.
Like I said, I didn't think you were going to be here. So they're coming and we're kind of sort of staying in the main house.
No. You know, You could take some inflatable mattresses. They're very nice. I have them in our roll-up door shed. Okay, they're still in the box. Really nice. And you guys could sleep out in the bunkhouse. Reggie and Earl T have plenty room.
There ain't no way. No way.
Why?
There ain't no way.
You're kidding.
I'm putting any of my people in that bunkhouse with Earl T. You know that.
Why not?
First of all, there's not enough room.
There's plenty room.
And there's not near enough room in my man cave yurt, so...
Have you guys ever heard of a man cave yurt? Can't believe you just admitted that.
There's just enough room for me and Donna and baby Sarah.
Okay, I'm making a note of this. The limit for the man cave yurt occupancy is 3. Okay, well, really 2.5, because Sarah's a baby.
That's it.
2.5 people in the man cave yurt. Boy, that gives me an idea for a song.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do a song. Listen, so you've been preparing for the Weaver Bunch to come here to Roxbury Farms, stay in the main house, thinking that the Hubs and I were not going to be there. Let me ask you this. Have you noticed the weird circles just out from our gate there? They look like crop circles.
Yeah, those aren't crop circles.
But you have seen them. What is it? What do you think that is?
That's just where I've been moving the splash pad around.
Splash pad? But I don't want a splash pad outside the main house. What'd you get one of those for?
We're trying to find the perfect spot.
Huh.
Not too lumpy, not too, you know.
Huh. Now I've got a bunch of brown circles.
The grass is going to grow back.
Jim, that is the same St. Augustine we painstakingly babied last year through that drought and the blistering heat. And you've killed like 4 big, giant 13-foot circles.
Why don't you just start the show?
We have started the show.
We have?
Yeah, and I really need you.
Okay, bye.
Jim Weaver.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Roxbury.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for taking us along with you. No matter where you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to, we are happy to be along for the ride. You know, several weeks ago, we were talking about the great cicada invasion. The big, gigantic, locust-looking bugs. And you know, for the longest time, I didn't know exactly what was making the noise. I guess I kind of thought they were really big crickets for a long time. Or locusts, I guess. Nope. It's the gigantic cicada. They come up out of the ground and they leave behind this shell that also looks gross, even though it doesn't move. It just clings. That's why it's so creepy. It clings to things like tree bark, fence posts. It's like the shell is looking at you saying, hey, look, I was this close to getting inside your car and you didn't even know about it. And you know how they say things are bigger in Texas, right? That's what Jim Weaver always says. But here out at Roxbury Farms, you know, when you get out in the country, the bug population, it's massive. And there's some bugs I've never seen before, and basically creatures I've never seen before. Like a skink. I have never seen a skink, or I thought it was a made-up word. But man, I saw a giant skink. And it was this neon color. So gross. But there's one person here at Roxbury Farms who has been affected the most by this cicada invasion. She's petrified. She wants to leave town at the sight of the first one, and that is Belle Cadeau. And yep, she did a song about it, and it doesn't matter if you don't want to hear it, because here we go.
This is Belle Cadeau, and if you've been watching the news very closely, you know that the cicada invasion is coming, and it's going to be particularly bad in the Deep South. I'm freaking out. Reinhold, stop laughing at me. Moving to the country has been quite an adjustment. It's a much simpler life.
For a much simpler person.
I frequent more mom and pop stores, and I learned the Dollar Tree is a real place, and not just an easy-to-grow shrub that originated in South Africa. One of the things I've had to accept is life with large insects and creatures I've never seen, except maybe on the Discovery Channel. Giant mosquitoes.
It's a crane fly.
Whatever. But something truly horrific is coming.
Where are these bugs?
Underground. That's where they dwell.
Bugs, 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 bugs.
They're super gross. They can fly at you. And they're loud as hell.
What color are they?
Shades of green.
Just green?
Brown and black.
Yeah, I thought there was more.
And if one of those things lands on me, I'm gonna have a heart attack.
No, no, honey, just calm down.
No one can comfort me, not even my spouse.
Some Botox will make you look less terrifying.
Learn to deal with spiders and snakes and flies in the house.
Yeah, you make me take care of them.
But I just know one of those big disgusting things is gonna fly down my blouse.
Look out!
Cause I'm afraid of a big fat cicada.
A big fat cicada?
Big fat cicada. Big fat cicada.
It's the size of a Buick. The big fat cicada looks like an alien invader.
You are very insensitive. This is no joke. No Rice Krispie treats for you.
They look like Boeing 757s, except they still have their wheels.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Everyone, and welcome to Belle's Sassy Tailgate. I've always got something good cooking up in the parking lot. Never thought I would say all of those words together in the same environment. Cooking and parking lot. But that's what we're doing. And with me, the inimitable Alec Naiman.
All right.
How are you doing, darling?
Hey, Miss Belle, how you doing today?
Jolene, I see you're here, but thankfully very quiet this week.
Yeah, I figured I'd sit back and kind of hide and watch. See if Earl screws it up for you this week.
Hey, Earl.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
What do you say about a little Greek stuff roasted chicken?
I love chicken, and I love Greeks. So let's go.
I love the Grecian flavors. Ooh, but they famous for those flavors.
Yummy.
Is this one of my favorite flavors? Miss Belle told me I could have a flavor this week.
I said no such thing.
Well, this one's pretty nice. What you doing while you're getting things ready, go ahead and preheat your oven at 450 degrees. Then you take your nice roasting pan and you line it with some foil, okay? That way you don't have to do much cleaning when this is all over with. That's why I like to line it with some foil, because I don't think I can get Miss Belle to do any cleaning around here.
You got that right.
And Earl sure don't know how to clean.
No, that's not true. I do like to clean. I just like to mix my own fumes, that's all.
I figured I'd get stuck with the cleaning details, so I'm going to put foil in my pan. Then I take the chicken out of its bag. I pull the giblets out of the body cavity. I rinse it out really, really good through the faucet. I rub my fingers down in there, make sure it's all cleaned out on the inside. All right. I do it under cold water, of course, inside and out. Then I pat dry it with a paper towel. Then I take and I rub the inner cavity of the chicken with lots and lots of garlic. You know, the Greeks, they're used to that garlic. I guess that's why they live so long. You cut 4 thin slices of lemon. All right. And you chop the remaining lemon into little bitty half-inch chunks, rind included. You want the rind and everything, because that's where a lot of that zest and that zip comes from, that lemon. where you slip two lemon slices under the skin of each chicken breast. Just kind of pull the skin up, slice those lemons under the breast, and that flavor will penetrate into the breast and into the meat of the chicken. Then you cover the breast with foil. You put a little foil over the top because we don't want to burn the top of our chicken while it's cooking, because it's going to take a little while to cook this big of a chicken, because your chicken's going to be 3.5 to 4 pounds. Okay?
Whoa, that's one big-ass chicken. Oh, can I say that on the radio? Chicken?
Gather yourself, Jolene.
All right. Well, in a medium bowl, you combine rice, some of that chopped lemon that you chopped up, an egg, some oregano, parsley, cinnamon. Then you take that mixture of rice and you stuff the mixture inside the chicken cavity. You can add a little ground beef to it if you like that meat. I like meat and rice together. But then you stuff the inside of that chicken with that mixture all the way as deep as you can. But don't pack it too tight, because you want that rice to swell and have room to spread out and cook, because it'll expand as it cooks. Then you tie the legs together with a little string and put the chicken in the roasting pan. Sprinkle the chicken with some pepper. I like lots of pepper on top of my chicken. I like lots more garlic on top of my chicken. I even go ahead and put a little bit of parsley and oregano on top of the chicken at that point. Then I roast the chicken for 20 minutes at 450 degrees. But then I reduce the oven temperature to 400 degrees, and I remove the foil off the breast at that point. The whole time I'm basting the pan with the juices that are in the pan, every 5 to 10 minutes. I've now cooked at 450 degrees for 20 minutes. I've cooked at 400 degrees for 20 more minutes. That makes 40 minutes.
Wait, I need my calculator.
Then I've taken the foil off that breast after the first 20 minutes. All right? Now I'm going to reduce the temperature to 350 degrees, and I'm going to continue roasting until the chicken's cooked through and the juices run clear. That way, when you poke the thigh and you pierce that thigh, and that's the thickest part, with a fork, and the juices run clear, you know that your chicken is done. You let the chicken stand for about 10 minutes when you pull it out of the oven before you carve it. That way the juices will settle down and you won't lose all your juices because you're cutting it too hot. Let it cool down just a little bit. I'd say about 10 minutes. You can remove the skin before eating. Me, I personally like the skin. That's part of the flavor. Well, that's my recipe for the Greek stuffed roasted chicken. I hope you enjoy.
And I do want to mention, thank you to the Pensacola Wahoos for allowing us to tailgate in a sassy manner in their parking lot. Now, Alec, I am asked at least once a week, we need to run down the ingredients that you use for that fantastic meat rub.
Oh, man, we got a good one here, but we can't tell Earl.
Why not?
You think you're supposed to smoke it.
What on earth are you making?
Tell y'all how to make some magic dust.
Oh my gosh, if this is the same magic dust you put on your ribs, delicious. What other meats is it good for?
Makes a wonderful rub for anything. Pork, chicken, steak, fish.
It's easy. It's 2 tablespoons of each of the following items. So listen up.
Paprika, chili powder.
Alex, magic dust.
So is it magic dust, man?
Dry mustard, kosher salt, sugar, cumin, granulated garlic, cayenne pepper, and black pepper.
Alex, magic dust.
I love it.
Some magic dust.
I love it.
Once more again, paprika, chili powder, dry mustard, kosher salt, sugar, cumin, granulated garlic, cayenne pepper, black pepper, and there you have it.
Some magic dust.
Even though the pepper tends to make me sneeze, give me some more of that magic dust, please.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We heard you're having a birthday, and so we'll sing happy birthday. Oh, happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hi, Jolene, it's Adeline.
You know I can see you. I know it's you.
I know, I'm just used to being on the phone. Sorry about that.
That's true. Hey.
Well, excuse me, I have a beverage.
I can see that, but that's gross.
Don't worry about it.
It's my studio. Okay, so you told me a few folks contacted you to tell you they really enjoyed your presence on the birthdays.
Well, I did get some people that were very complimentary about my time live in a studio doing the birthday segment with you.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Because it's a nice little happy birthday song. It's a happy little segment.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Maybe we can do something about that song.
No.
All right.
Okay, how many birthday entries do we have this week?
Well, you got three.
Just three?
Hey, it's all right with me. I got stuff to do.
You don't even really have to be here. What you got going on anyway? You got to get out of here so fast.
I have to help Jeb unpack a spa in the box.
You mean that inflatable redwood hot tub y'all have that you take camping?
No, that one stays in the Airstream.
Okay, well, what are you talking about?
Your Aunt Belle bought one on Amazon, and it arrived.
Oh, Jeb doesn't need to be pulling on that stuff. Earl T can help her get it out. He's here this weekend.
Oh, she don't want Earl touching none of her stuff.
Yeah, I totally get that. Let's get started.
All right, I am ready. Happy birthday to Colin Clintail.
That is so lame.
Says here that Colin loves dogs and he is getting a new puppy this weekend.
Well, surely we didn't just reveal his birthday surprise.
Yeah, hope not.
That wouldn't be good.
So if we ruin the surprise, sorry.
Sorry.
Do what Jolene does. Blame your parents.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, whatever you got going on upstairs is definitely genetic.
I wouldn't be talking. You've got some of that crazy Cajun DNA swimming around in your veins, too. If the alcohol hasn't murdered it.
All right, we have another birthday sent in by a man who loves to announce his wife's age.
We have had a few of those. Risky business.
All right, Brad Timmer, we're about to tell Jolene's entire listening audience that your wife, Linda, is turning 50.
My entire audience, huh?
What's that? Couple dozen people? Shouldn't be a big deal.
You're awful. Wrap it up.
All right, the last one we have. Jolene, is this right?
Yeah. Would you stop belching in the microphone?
Well, I can't help it.
You have a beverage. I know. Go ahead. This couple is wishing their kid a happy birthday. Go ahead. Don't screw this up.
Oh, this has to be a young couple.
And why is that?
Because only somebody young and dumb would name their kid Apple.
That is insulting. I can't believe you just said that. And you know, Gwyneth Paltrow named her baby girl Apple.
Well, there you go. I can't stand her. This is from Grant and Kirsten.
No last name. It's like Bert and Ernie.
Grant and Kirsten's wishing their little baby girl, Apple, a happy third birthday.
Happy birthday, little Apple. You don't need to criticize what people name their child.
Whatever.
Awful.
Hey, look, thanks for letting me come in.
I didn't. You just kind of showed up.
All right.
Uh-huh. Go help Belle.
We'll talk to you. Mm. Bye.
Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
You know, we used to do a celebrity birthday segment with Gail Goodbody. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Gail used to do a segment where I think it was inspired by either Meg Ryan or Melanie Griffith, one of them. But they injected their lips with some filler that gave them a real fish pout, the trout pout. And Gail said that they were starting to look like catfish. So she did a segment. What was that, John? Celebrity catfish. So Gail used to do, she featured a different celebrity each week that, in her opinion, was starting to look like a catfish. It was mostly the women. But then the term catfish took on an entirely different meaning, you know, misrepresenting yourself. And our catfish meaning kind of fell to the wayside. Maybe we will revive one of Gail Goodbody's celebrity birthday segments next week, okay? I think, yeah, that would be fun. Let's do that. But right now,
this is a Roxbury special request. Somebody wanted to hear this again. I pity the fool that wants to hear this. I pity the fool.
Pollen on my mind time. Gotta hide and stay inside. Bad allergies, can't go outside. CVS or Walgreens, I need antihistamines. Cough drops that taste like apple pie. I'd better ask the RX guy. I don't know what I'm buying.
I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices.
He points and tells me,
look over there.
I just stand and start to stare. What a list. Look at this. Can't concentrate. My brain's abyss. Day quill, night quill, gel caps and some purple pills. Hot tea with some orangey zing. Tylenol don't do a thing. I don't know what I'm buying. I think I'm hearing voices. There's just too many choices. Robitussin, Cepastat, white mini skirts make me look fat. Alka-Seltzer, Cold Plus, Advil, Cold and Sinus. Theraflu and Vapo-Steam, phenylpropanolamine. A hot shower works best. I'll go home and get some rest.
I don't know what I'm looking for. They got 40 bottles for the same thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Chloraseptic, Mucinex, I can't think straight, my head's a wreck. Echinacea vitamins, I'll stock up on some Claritin. The sinus pills they used to sell, they're not in the aisle now. What the hell? Stand in line, I feel like death. I guess they think I'm cooking meth.
Breaking Bad.
They got 40 kinds of nasal spray, Halls and Honey, citrus, hey. Effervescent tablets, gotta take what I can get. Expectorant and Hycoden, Bear is a vintage brand. Mom always used Coracetin, start a cold or fever feeding. Fluids and guaifenesin, Ricola cubes and shots of gin. My Cajun family starting me on homemade herbal therapy. Took Sudafedrin, HCL, post-nasal drip, still bad as hell. Confused, I don't know what to buy. Is this how I'm supposed to die?
I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices.
Well, the baby and me went out late Saturday night. I'm a handful of time.
This is Jonathan, the Kiss guy from Bag of Donuts. And all the cool cats listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Wait, did I just say cool cats?
Oh yeah, you said it.
We can do this again, right?
No, it's staying.
Maybe I'll edit that out.
Don't be such a donut hole.
Wow.
A long time ago, on a morning show far, far away.
Please be advised that the following segment is in no way making fun of National Public Radio.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Intramutual Radio for your listening pleasure. Our sincere appreciation goes to Pulaski's Deli for your donation of the lovely ham that was mistakenly delivered to your store. Please know, if you run across any additional ham in the future, we certainly enjoyed it. All right, well, as you know, we have been conducting a financial predicament fund drive. We appreciate your support as it allows us to keep programs on the air, such as Everyone's Opinion, Thimblepalooza, and everyone's favorite call-in program, We Know More About the Classics Than You Ever Will. Right now, we'd like to welcome back to the program Derek. Derek is with Adequate Interiors, a store for the discerning individual with absolutely no sense of style or fashion. Derek, thank you for being here. What is the theme this week at Adequate Interiors?
Well, this week's theme is Wild on Beige.
That sounds very powerful.
In fact, we just got in our new deluxe package, which is designed to help you transform your entire living room into the exact same color as before.
I see you've brought something with you today.
We want to focus specifically on the power of the beige drape.
Powerful.
These drapes scream.
Derek, I was peeking in the store the other day, and I noticed you have throw pillows that actually spell out the word beige.
Yes, we do. You'll want to come by the boutique this weekend, as we are premiering one of our brand new colors, Neon Tan.
Fabulous.
It's a huge hit for dorm rooms and ecstasy raves.
Thank you so much for being here, Derek. That's all the time we have.
Thank you for having me. Remember, Adequate Interiors, the only place in town where you can redo your entire house for just under $4.
Stay tuned for Cooking with Corn.
Some of the stuff we have done. Yikes. I don't know. Did we think that was funny at the time? I don't know. It still kind of is. I watch PBS. I watch all the time. Love me some Antiques Roadshow.
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. And that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front, not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
Hey, Jolene, Kermit the Frog here. If it gets too crazy at Roxbury Farms, there's always room for you at my pad.
Who is this Jolene, and why would she be staying at your place?
Well, you know better than anyone. Once you go green...
I don't want anything to do with this.
How dare you, Roxbury homewrecker! Hi-ya!
Sweet fancy... Ow!
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message...
I'm currently cleaning between my toes.
They receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment...
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
We are so happy to have you along with us, taking out some of your precious me time to dip your toes in a little bit of silly. Welcome to Roxbury Farms. Stay right where you are. We'll be back with more show.
Roxbury!
Coming this summer.
Cicadas!
Nope, nope, nope. Not gonna listen to it again. You say cicada. I say it both ways, kinda. No, no, Belle, we're not doing your song.
Yes, we do. You're going to do it with me right now.
You say cicada, I say cicada.
I've noticed.
I'm tired of hearing the whole enchilada.
Cicada, cicada.
How about a cephalopoda?
Yeah, let's call the invasion off.
The squid. How about we take a family trip beside the blue ocean water?
We'll leave these bugs behind for a Bahamian regatta.
A sailing regatta?
Great, I'll wear my Prada.
Oh no.
Call the invasion off. Oh, if the invasion's off, I can entertain outside.
I know you love that.
And oh, without those big gross bugs, I won't have to run and hide anymore. So you can say cicada.
I'll stick with cicada.
Say it how you like, cause you're my bestest camarada.
Cicada, cicada.
They're super gross, y'all oughta call the invasion off. Call the invasion off. Please don't sing.
Don't talk over the guitar ride.
Oh, if the invasion's off, the patio will be my Shangri-La.
Belle, wait a minute. I need you to stand really still.
What is it?
One of those things just crawled straight down your bra.
Get it off. I just can't stay here anymore. To hear you say cicada, I'm spending some time with friends from my alma mater.
Cicada, cicada.
Cicada, cicada, call the invasion off.
Boy, that sounds terrible.
Speak for yourself, I was doing a fabulous job.
This is what happens when we don't plan for things and just that off-the-cuff stuff. I can't stand it. Am I really your best friend?
No, dear, you're my niece. You can't be my best friend, too.
But you called me your best camarada.
That job's already taken by Mary Collagen.
You know, you've talked about Mary Collagen for years, and I've never met her. I don't think she's a real person.
Well, she is.
I don't think so.
I don't have time to argue about it. The cicadas are already starting to stack up in Sylacauga.
What?
Sylacauga.
You're a nut. That is Sylacauga. And that's kind of insulting.
Sylacauga, whatever. I apologize.
Mm.
You'll help me pack up later.
I will.
with both hands.
I need some containers.
You can use my brand new set of luggage, please. Jim is giving me the high sign. Our very own coach, Coach Rick Cleveland, he changes a little bit when he's on our show. Usually, you know, he's talking sports on the Prep Sports Report, which can be heard every Saturday morning. He kind of lets his hair down a little bit when he's on this show, which can be kind of scary. But anyway, go ahead, Jim. Put him through. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Jolene. Listen, the cicada season.
Wow, you too?
You know they're coming, right?
Yeah, I can't get away from it.
I heard you call them locusts on your show last week.
That wasn't actually on the show. It was a voice message I left for Jim Weaver, and he played it for everybody because he thought it was ignorant. I called them locusts.
Cicadas are not locusts.
Okay, so you say cicadas. I actually say it both ways. I say cicadas, but I'm also not going to call them locusts anymore.
They are from an entirely different family.
I got it.
But seriously, there's trillions of them coming.
I know. I still don't want to talk about bugs a whole lot.
You know what they call a boatload of cicadas, Jolene?
No.
A brood.
A brood?
You know what else the word brood means?
I do.
Brood means to sit there for long periods of time and get depressed about something. Kind of like how you sit there and think of things that annoy you.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Or you do that all the time, Jolene. You talk about it all the time, too.
I'm surrounded by people who annoy me, and they speak for themselves.
Every week, people have to hear you brood about one thing or another.
I'm discussing things with my listeners.
You even sing dumb songs about stuff that annoys you.
They're not all dumb.
You actually brood and set it to music.
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't know anybody who does that, Jolene.
All right, well, I haven't said anything that should affect you personally.
You brooded about my demand for reimbursement in the fall when those reindeer got poop all over my brand new Nike tennis shoes.
I did complain about that a little bit.
None of that was my fault.
Okay, one thing. No, I really don't understand the point you're trying to make.
That's your fault.
What's my fault?
The giant brood is coming.
The cicada brood.
Yeah, the cicadas. And they're coming because you have created a safe place for brooding.
You are completely unhinged.
I'm just saying you need to own the fact that it's your fault.
You're saying I've created a safe space for the broods of cicadas. There's nothing I can do about those bugs. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Look, I'm bringing some of my lavender essential oil.
Are you still using it? Well, that answers that question.
All right, Jolene. I'll see you after a while.
Speaking of high school sports, well, specifically the graduating class of 1974 for BC Rain, Class of 74 reunion coming up in August. These guys have a Facebook page, and they'd like you to follow them and get in touch with them. Find out how to make your reservation for the reunion. I do see the deadline is June 1st. BC Rain, Class of 1974, reunited. No.
Oh,
what are you
okay.
doing?
Okay, I thought you needed a zinger for the breaking news bulletin.
Talking about a church bulletin, I'm gifting some time to a place special to my heart, bringing a message from the St. Pius X Catholic Church Bulletin, not a news bulletin zinger.
Okay, never mind. You can add some of this if you'd like.
Oh, I love that. That's better. Thank you, John. I am gifting Father Nicholas and St. Pius an outside-of-the-box kind of way to reach out to the St. Pius parish, as well as anyone outside the parish. And we're going to do that this week by lifting a couple of things out of the church bulletin. We want to remind everyone that adoration is every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. in the sanctuary. Adoration is a beautiful time spent in quiet, individual prayer, adoring the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And that happens every Tuesday, anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. Now, on the first and third Thursday of every month, you're invited to attend Holy Hour which begins at 6 p.m. If you're like me, when I hear first and third Thursday, I automatically picture a calendar in my mind. Well, you don't have to do that. There's a handy-dandy calendar right there on their website. And if you would like to find out more about the goings-on, the happenings, at St. Pius X Catholic Church in Mobile, you can visit them at spxmobile.com. And this is definitely cool. You can visit Father Nicholas at his home on the web and find out how he is spreading the gospel with a touch of Southern. You can reach out to Father Nicholas at mobilepriest.com. Find our podcast on fmtalk1065.com. You can listen to this show all over again. See you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.